Good morning, everybody. This is People Don't Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. How you doing over there, Lauren?
I'm doing very well this morning. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. Sun's out. Birds are chirping here in the studio. Well, maybe I'm just hearing things.
probably are.
But I've got my coffee. I got to ask you, Lauren, this will be an interesting show for you. Do you you have parents, right?
Yes, I do have parents. They're both like in their 60s now, actually.
Okay. They're getting older. This is some, as a child of your parents, as they're getting up there, that you're going to want to get educated on today. And this is another one near and dear to my heart, guys, too, because my father's passed away, but my mother is going through exactly what we're going to be talking to the two experts that we have here today. This is all about, really, what do you do? And you need to be thinking about this too, if you're my age as a baby boomer, but also especially for your parents, how do you spot different signs, and then what kind of care? And it's not just about aging in place. I know you guys probably have heard that term, but there's a whole host of things. I'm going to tell you a story on my mom, who's now in a skilled rehab center, kind of bedridden. Basically, she's needing a lot of care, and this all happened in the last about 8 months. It went very rapidly. So one thing before we get started, and I introduce these guests, is I want you guys to get a piece of paper and a pencil because you're going to want to write some numbers down. But more importantly, what I want to share with you guys from my own personal experience is don't wait until an event happens. Listen to what I'm talking with these experts about today and start thinking about what might be your care plan and going to these experts to get that care plan figured out for your parents or even for yourself. Because as my father always used to say, there's only two things in life that are guaranteed, and that's death and taxes. And we all are getting older every day. And this is something that, guys, I really feel strongly about, that I'm trying to get the message out to everybody. So listen up on this. We have two special guests here. One is Chris Strand, and she is from Carriage Home Healthcare. How are you doing, Chris?
Hi. Thank you for having me, Peter.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. We're going to talk all about what you do and kind of that whole part of the, I guess you're the in-home kind of the rehab care with physical therapy, occupational therapy?
Yes.
Okay.
And more.
And more. And we'll talk about that. And then back with us is Sean D'Amelio from With a Little Help. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. Thanks for having us, Pete.
And you're doing something a little bit different than Chris. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
As far as the services there. All right. Let's start first with just kind of your backgrounds, because I know, Sean, you've been on just one time, and maybe some of the listeners haven't heard. So why don't maybe you give a little background on who you are and why you got involved with A Little Help, and then just a quick synopsis of kind of what is A Little Help.
Okay. I'm Sean D'Amelio. I'm the Director of Business Development with A Little Help, and I'm the Vice President for the Washington Home Care Association. Sorry, I ran out of breath there. And with A Little Help got started in 1999. We're a locally owned company that's been in business since 1999, and we provide in-home care.
Yeah.
Anything from cooking a meal for somebody, helping them bathe, dress, shower, going to a doctor's appointment, grocery shopping, those kind of things.
That's very cool. And I want to know, why did you get involved in this? What's your story?
Well, I have a couple of stories, but one of them is that my mom had dementia. She had frontal temporal dementia, and she passed away in the end from that. And I watched what happened with her.
Yeah.
And when I started it with A Little Help, I started doing intakes, and it was just very interesting, the whole process of what we were doing and how we were helping people. And my mother lived in another state. Was very hard to help her from another state.
That's pretty common. Mm-hmm. You know, kids don't live right around where their parents are.
It's very challenging.
Yeah.
It's a very challenging problem.
So that's kind of what got you involved, as boy, with all the stuff you learned about your mom, you could help others,
which
is, that's super cool.
It's really been a joyful job.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, Chris, tell you this first time on the show, so tell us a little bit about yourself and why'd you get involved in what you do?
Yes. Well, I'm Chris Strand, and I'm a social worker by trade. So, okay. Of course, I just came out of college and right into healthcare system. So my career has been in skilled nursing facility rehab, hospital, and now home health. So I've been in this industry over 30 years, and wow. I work for a company called Carriage Home Health, and we are providing rehabilitative services in King County, and I've done this now for 11 years.
In the home.
This is in-home rehabilitative care.
Yeah, we'll talk more in detail about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you just kind of did it as a career choice. There is no personal. Did you have a personal story too? Or
no, of course. My father was 40 when he had me, so of course aunts and were quite elderly,
yeah.
And so it's just a soft place in my heart and yeah. something that I studied in school and got in the career.
That's very cool. Very cool. All right, I want to start. We'll start with you, Sean. I kind of want to understand. You know, you hear all these terms out there. For all you guys that are listening, it's enough to make your head swim, believe me. We're going through this second time around with my family. But, you know, you have aging in place, you have assisted living, you have memory care, you have skilled nursing. We'll have you define that, Chris. You have home health care, all of these different terms. Can you start with, maybe what is assisted living and aging in place and those kinds of things for people?
Sure. Well, I'm going to start a little bit at the top, which is there are three tiers kind of in independent living, assisted living, and memory care.
Okay.
Those can sometimes be in one building or they can be one business, or maybe they only have an independent and assisted, or maybe they only have assisted and memory care.
Okay.
Right? So it's all in one building. Living at home with help is a little different thing. There are also adult family homes. Those have they only have 6 beds. So those are another type of living situation.
Okay. Got it.
The communities can be big communities. They can, what do you say, Chris, 300-400 mm-hmm. beds down to 80 beds.
Okay.
Sometimes they're all private pay, and sometimes they can be paid by Medicaid.
Got it.
Rare. Not a lot of people have Medicaid beds anymore.
Okay. Got it. And then so you're at kind of the other end of the spectrum of the home with a skilled. Can you help people understand what the skilled nursing facility, what that means? Or skilled nursing care.
How about skilled nursing care?
Yeah.
Yes. I think home health, the term home health, different than home care, is a service that people don't know about and it's underutilized. It's not just for seniors. It is a insurance benefit we all have. So it is called home health. And what home health consists of is physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, medical social services, bathing assistant, but most importantly, registered nurse. To come into the home, not for very long, they're there to do a treatment. Let's say, for instance, your mom had a wound. We would come in and treat the wound. If you or I were joggers, look at this. Anyway, and we're jogging and we rip up our knee and have a knee replacement, our insurance would cover home health to come into the home until we can be more mobile to go to outpatient services. Okay. So these are services that are rendered in the home and are covered by insurance and or Medicare.
We come back. We're going to continue our discussion here with Chris and Sean and really get into the kind of the insurance coverages and things that they do for you to consider and put a plan together for you or your parents. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a really good discussion. We're just started. By the way, guys, this is one that you probably want to go back and listen to again. I'm going to give you some phone numbers. I'm going to give you a link to Medicare.gov for you to do some, healthcare comparisons. So you can get educated as well as calling these two ladies. They can help you as well. I'm going to give you their direct numbers. But go back. This is in podcast. If you go to mynorthwest.com/homematters, it'll be up there in perpetuity. And it might be worth a second listen. But go ahead. If you have a pen and paper, I'm going to give you their numbers right now. We're going to get into a little more detail on what each of these different ladies do and their companies do. So you kind of know where you fit in that healthcare continuum. And you can make the right choices to get the care that you need. All right. So for Chris Strand, who is over at Carriage with the skilled nursing and in-home care, in-home, I guess, rehabilitation, whether you're older like my mother or younger and have the knee injury or back injury for rehabilitation, you can give – this is her direct number. You can ask for Chris. It's 425-260-5736. So 425-260-5736. If you're looking for more of in-home care for things that with a little help can do, and talk to Sean. This is more like things that would be covered like, bathing, shopping, bedding, dressing, daily assistance, living, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of things Sean does with her company. You can give her a call directly at 206-352-7399. That's 206-352-7399. If you don't have a pen and paper, I'm going to bring these up again, and I will also in the next segment give you a link to a good site from Medicare.gov that you can do some education on as well. All right. What I want to do is I want to go back. Let's start with you, Chris, and talk about – so you talked about the fact that you have nurses. Mm-hmm. Are these registered nurses?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So for the type of care that you provide, why is it important to have a registered nurse in home?
So registered nursing under home health can assist people when they're returning home from the hospital. Let's say they have a new diagnosis, diabetes diagnosis, and they go home and they're overwhelmed on how do I manage that. The nurse can assist them in understanding and training them on how to measure your sugars and how much insulin is needed, how maybe counseling on diet, et cetera. So nursing can help people with brand new diagnoses.
So it could be a chronic type care condition.
It can be, yes.
So diabetes, autoimmune disorders,
it wouldn't
cancer? Or is
stay
it...
continual. Okay. We would do the teaching training, and then the person would be independent, hopefully, with their
Do you have like set diabetes. Protocols that you use to train with your nurses for the patients, or how do you do that?
You know, actually, it's individualized. So the nurse makes an assessment with the person and their whole complete diagnostic history and needs. Everybody's different. So the nurse actually will develop a care plan specific to that person.
Okay.
So they also can help, let's say, other examples for nursing in the home, wound care management.
Yeah.
We can assist in helping dress a wound until perhaps it's actually healed.
Yeah. You know, this is some two guys I want to bring up because this is a good point. And again, you know, I don't want you guys to get just stuck on the fact that what Chris has come to Carriage, they only do, you know, work with the elderly. They work with everybody, all ages. However, in my mom's situation, she was in an assisted living facility, and they did not turn her as frequently as they should, and she developed a pressure ulcer. She had spinal stenosis, and she actually had a hole that was opened in her back and got infected. And so now she's in a skilled nursing facility because we can't bring her home. And she's getting that kind of care where it's not just turning, but the dressing of the wound, the proper care with a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that gets infected in the bone, now we're in really serious trouble, right? So I'm just bringing this up, guys. I'm letting you know that we are going through this right now. I have a sister. Shout out to my sister, Shelley. She's the medical doctor, and it is amazing the amount of things that you have to know. Thank God she's with us as a medical doctor because I would not ever know all the questions to ask. But this is something that's why, you know, you can get educated and we'll give you some different things. But I think the best approach and what Chris had said, especially if you're in that situation where you're doing rehab or you have chronic care or something like that, just I'll give Chris's number a call again because you want to call her. She can help you with this individualized plan and get that going because everybody's different, right?
Yes.
And what they need.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Sean, let's go over to you now. It's not as critical, I mean, hopefully. So the things that, let's say, when is it a good time for someone to call your company and go, maybe we'd want to maybe think about having you guys come out and help?
Sure. When you start seeing your parent or your loved one spending a lot of time alone, that's a good sign. Their appearance starts declining, they're losing weight, They're not taking their medical prescriptions as prescribed.
Yeah, or they forget.
They forget. Yeah. They aren't able to manage it. They're experiencing falls repeatedly, or they're having trouble managing their bills. You walk in, you start to see piles of bills that are being unpaid or late notices. They're missing appointments. They're confused. They're forgetful.
I want to talk about that. And, guys, if you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters. It's Car Radio 97.3 FM. You know, this is something I did not realize as common as it is. And now I'm learning these things. But you mentioned the poor nutrition and dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
That actually can lead to, especially dehydration, to a urinary tract infection.
Right.
And here's something, guys, I want you to listen now. And I'm going to ask Sean this question because this happened to my mom not just once, but five different times. So what are the warning signs that someone may have a UTI?
They're confused. They might, you might start thinking maybe she has dementia or he has dementia. Mm-hmm. They often are misdiagnosed with dementia because they have a urinary tract infection. Yeah. But the second we have a caregiver or somebody call us and say, well, my mom's been really confused, or the lady I'm caring for has been really confused, we'll say, has she been checked for a urinary tract infection?
That's good. And Chris, you have, don't you guys have protocols for that when if that's an issue where you're checking for those kinds of things?
Yes. When the clinicians are in the home, whether it's a nurse or a physical therapist or any of the other clinical staff that is providing care for a loved one at home, if we notice changes in their usual cognition and or there's other symptoms that are displayed that nurses very well can assess.
They know.
They can have the patient, or patient, I'm sorry, I call everybody patients, go to see their doctor and get that diagnosed. But we usually catch it.
It's very good. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a story. This is not from Chris's company. This is my own personal story with my mother about how a registered nurse caught something that a doctor did not catch. So these are things, guys, I'm telling you, these are things you have to advocate for. You just can't say, well, I have a doctor, so they know what they're doing. So with that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We are having a, guys, I hope if you're listening to this, if you're not, if you picked it up late, make sure you go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. The podcast is there. This is the whole, what I call it, the healthcare jungle. But this is really, you know, this is something that you guys, whether it's for you or your parents, dealing with, whether it is facility care or in-home care, and then the whole spectrum from just getting a little help for your parents to kind of maybe age in place, independent living, all the way up to skilled nursing or in-home registered nursing, skilled nursing care is very, very important. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you the numbers again, and then I'm going to give you a link. You can also go get educated. But here's the thing. If your head is swimming, you're probably like, man, oh, man, Pete. It's like I'm just woke up, have my coffee, and you're laying this on me this early in the morning. What I want you to do, the easiest thing, because each person is different, like Chris said, it's an individual program. And so depending on where your parent is at or where your parents are at, you just want to give them a call. They can get you started. If on the home health care spectrum, if your parents need quite a bit more care, or it's a rehab from a surgery, or there's something going on with, you know, higher level like memory care, things like that, that would be a thing called Chris, okay? And you can get her directly at 425-260-5736. We're also going to ask Chris, because she has a lot of good education. She does classes on the whole, like, Medicare insurance and things. We're going to talk about that here in a sec, because that's another whole piece of this that you have to kind of understand, and she can help you with that. If your parent or parents are doing pretty good, but maybe there are some things that, like, you see they're maybe not paying their bills like they should, or they're not getting around in their house like they should, or they're having a little trouble getting things done, or you're seeing that maybe they're not eating right, that would be to call Sean and her company with a little help, and you can reach them directly at 206 206- 352-7399. That's 206-352-7399. There is a good general for home health care comparison. There's a good link that you can also see. You can write this down. This will also be on the notes on the show. But you can go out to medicare.gov and then /home health compare. So it's medicare.gov and then it's home health compare. This is also, if you want, that link is on the coverage home health. And is that carriagehealth.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and that link is in there, is on their website page mm-hmm. there as well. So you can find it there if you just want to click on it. But it's a good one. I looked at it just because, you know, I'm going through this. I was interested. And you can check that out. But the key thing is, I think you guys really, to make it easy on you, because I know you're busy, and a lot of you may not live near where your parents are at, like Sean said. If you just call these ladies, they can get started and get you pointed in the right direction. What you need. Okay, I want to go back to the situation. We talked about this because this is very common with the UTI and the situation there. Because this happened to my mom, and I want to ask you, Chris, because you have registered nurses. We had a situation in one of the possible infections. This was, my sister was actually talking to the doctor, and the doctor said, no, your mom's fine. She just has, you know, it's just from the brain aging. She's got a mental issue. And actually, she was getting another urinary tract infection. And if it wasn't for the nurse talking the doctor into doing the tests to find out that she actually did have a UTI, because the nurse spotted the symptom when the doctor was just kind of brushing it off, I don't know if my mom would be around. So do you see that kind of commonly where the nurses are the advocate for the person?
Certainly. Home health is a service in the home. The doctors are in the clinic. So when any of the clinicians, whether it's the nurse or a physical therapist, perhaps it's even the CNA that's in the house, when we see changes in cognition or maybe there's a change in odor or frequency of urination, et cetera, those are symptoms perhaps for a UTI. So nurses are the eyes and ears for the doctor. So they often and regularly call the physician and report what they're seeing. And they can ask the doctor, can I, you know, have an order for labs to be drawn so we can rule out a urinary tract infection, as opposed to maybe there's a cognitive change because of something else. So at least it begins the process on...
Can the nurse order the labs?
They cannot. They need to call the physician.
To get the physician to do that. Okay.
So they truly are the eyes and ears of the physician in the home.
That helps. Mm-hmm. That helps. I also think, you know, nurses, to me, nurses are like veterans. I mean, they're undersung and they work really hard and they're very skilled. My girlfriend's daughter is a nurse. And man, oh man, you know, it's a difficult degree to get. And really, they do a lot in treatment. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what nurses do. So I commend all you guys that are nurses out there. Good job. Keep doing it. Keep doing the good work for us. Now, let me ask you, Sean. So let's go back to the same thing, urinary tract infection, just as an example. There's a whole host of these things that can come up. But let's say you have certified nursing assistants mm-hmm. and in-home care providers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask now, do your people in the in-home care, because it's in a different spectrum of the whole home health care, are they certified and trained, or how do you go through that with your company?
Sure. So we hire home care aides. They're called home care aides or a CNA. Okay. If they're not a home care aide, they have 200 days to get a home care aide certificate.
So this is education they have to go through to get certification.
Right. Okay. And then they have to have 12 continuing education credits a year.
Okay. And then what's the difference, you know, home health care aide and a CNA?
Very little.
Okay.
To be honest.
Kind of the same.
They're very similar.
Okay.
They are very similar.
So what happens?
It's an odd law that we passed here in this state, and I won't go into that.
That's okay. let me ask you this. Okay, so we established that, and they do have to serve, and you do background checks, I'm assuming.
We do.
You guys?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do reference checks. We do background checks. Okay. We do fingerprinting.
Good. So they're safe going into the home, which is good. What happens in the situation where maybe your home health care aide or CNA, they started noticing like some mental confusion, How do they advocate as a possibility for maybe a UTI?
Sure. They call our office. Okay. As soon as they call the office, that kicks it up to us calling the family members or the care manager or the person in charge of them.
Okay. And then the care office calls the family, and then the family talks to the physician.
That's right. Kinda how
okay.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. We come back. The last segment here, we're going to dive into this jungle of insurance and talk about, like, how do you, you know, there's different forms, how, you know, what qualifies for what, things like that. Because this is all part of it. It's like, well, somebody's got to pay for this. And unless you're rich, and even then you could go bankrupt with a lot of this stuff, you have to understand kind of how all this works and how these guys can advocate for you there as well. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk.
SpireSleep.com.
Okay, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Go Radio 97.3 on the FM dial. We're having a good discussion here. This is something, as you guys know, I've talked about this before. Over the years, we've had several companies talking about independent living, aging in place, and now that my mom is going through the gauntlet with kind of rehab and skilled nursing, this has added a whole new element that I didn't even know existed, but now we do with my mom. But again, guys, this is something that I want you to, you know, really listen to, take heed, give these two ladies a call. I'm going to give their phone number one more time. The other thing I want to bring up, and this came, we were talking about this off air, and that is, I know some of you, this was my impression, and my father also said this to me when he was sick. He said, you know what? He goes, Pete, if you ever try to stick me into a nursing home, I'm going to shoot myself. And I know that sounds like a little over the top, but that was my dad. He was, you know, full-blood Ukrainian guy. We were able to keep him in the home. And I always had this impression that these nursing homes are like so bad, they're like the walking zombies. No, I actually was in one of them. But they're not quite that way anymore. And Chris, you had brought up a link that where maybe they can do look at nursing homes as a starting point to compare. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was, what was that link?
It's medicare.gov and then / nursing home compare.
Okay. And then are there ratings or reviews?
Yes, it is. It's star ratings by the federal survey. That's okay. That's done on every nursing facility.
Okay, so medicare.gov/nursing home compare should be that. If you can't find it, just Google nursing home compare, and I'm sure it'll come up.
Yeah.
Government facility. Okay. Sean, I want to go back to you because one of the questions, and again, I'm getting educated on all this stuff too, but is there a time where, let's talk about maybe dementia, where the person has to, they really have accelerated dementia and they really need to be in a full memory care facility. Do you pass them off or how does that all happen?
It just depends on the situation. Oftentimes we will stay with somebody to end of life, work in tandem with hospice.
So would you go into a memory care facility then?
We have.
Okay, so it's
do.
Not just about being in the home.
Then. Sure, right.
Oh, okay.
We'll go anywhere somebody goes. So if they're in independent living, assisted living, memory care at a hospital, we'll go anywhere anybody goes. We also go into their homes. Okay. And we stay with people with memory care, with memory loss, I'm sorry, till the end of their life, often.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were telling me this cute story about the Value Village stuff.
We do a lot of fun outings with people, and sometimes the biggest thing we do is companionship, right?
Yeah,
so
that's a big deal.
We can come in and take somebody to lunch or take them to the Seahawks game or the Mariners game or up to see the tulips. But one of my favorites was this gentleman just liked to go to Value Village and hang out and check out the chicks. And so he and his caregiver would just go and check out the chicks, and then they'd go to Ivers and have lunch. It was just great. It was a great trip.
That's where Macklemore got that inspiration, popping tags. I almost had Macklemore on my show before he got big. He used to be in his, I don't know, it was his parents' basement or whatever. But anyway, he's a big deal now. But that's really cool that you guys are there. And, you know, I don't know. I can't remember I read a statistic a while ago, but it was like there are a lot of elderly people that are alone.
It's one of the biggest problems in the United States.
Yeah.
Is that people are lonely. And I think the statistic was 43% of people over the age of 60 are lonely.
Oh, man. That's sad. And guys, you know, this is the thing. This is not something that is like just a Thanksgiving or a Christmas or Hanukkah problem. This is throughout the year.
Right. That's the one thing about bringing in home care.
Yeah.
Somebody who's really been depressed or not doing well, not thriving, we bring home care in. And that's the one thing they have to look forward to every week, that person coming. So now they're starting to get out of bed. They're starting to get dressed, put their makeup on. Comb their hair, you know, get a little spiffed up because now they're looking forward to their friend coming.
Coming, and also, if you can, get out in the world, man. I always tell my mom, let's get in your chair, let's go out in the world. Let's go to lunch, go to the beach,
right.
Do something, you know, because she loves that.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a way, she looks forward to it.
Right.
Really, really
cool. I have an aunt who's in a skilled home down in Oregon.
Yeah.
And my cousin came in from Montana. My dad just loved it because he said he just swooped her up and put her in the pickup and brought her out to the farm. And it was just great. They had a day at the farm. Yeah. And he said she just kept picking her up and put her in. Well, of course, we don't want everybody doing that because we don't want other people getting hurt. But, you know, nobody has to stay there.
Yeah. No, they're not
stuck. They can do outings. Yeah. And we forget that. We forget
their world does not have to come up. So it's,
right.
It's very, very true.
And oftentimes we think they're there or we can't take them out.
Yeah. You know, if you just joined us too, hopefully you've heard this show. Otherwise, go to mynorthwest.com/homematters for the podcast. But I want to tell a quick story. I took my mom, with her birthday in May, and she loves plays and musicals, and she couldn't go. She'd been bedridden. So for her birthday, we went to a playhouse, and it was a 50s musical review, all the stuff when she was in college. And she sat in a wheelchair, and, you know, she cried several times. There was this one time, it was so sweet. They were singing the song, and everybody was clapping. And she was like this. She was really happy. And I came over, I started clapping her hands, and she just was crying. You know, and it's one of those things, guys. It's like, she talked about that for weeks afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was a big deal that she would get out, and it was kind of living memory lane. But it was really, really neat for her, and I'm glad I was able to give her that gift.
Right.
So
it's just those moments that we can still continue to do.
And that's something I will never forget after my mom passes away. So, all right. I want to talk for the last couple of minutes here. Chris, help us out with this whole Medicare thing. Can you talk to a little bit about that?
Yeah. Home health is a federally funded program.
Okay.
And so nationally.
You guys are all over the United States, too. I just want to point that out.
Carriage
right?
Home Health is licensed in King County, but home health is administered anywhere in the United States. There's different companies licensed in counties.
Okay.
But home health, I believe, is underutilized. And please, people, pick up the phone and call and ask questions. Home health cover skilled care in the home for people who find it difficult to leave the home. It's covered, not just for seniors under Medicare, because it is a Medicare benefit that does not exhaust. There is certain criteria that must be met to have home health, but it's also an insurance benefit. So for people to have it, they have to have a need for therapy or nursing, and they have to have doctor's orders, and they have to be homebound, meaning they're not going out on field trips, etc. It's difficult for them to leave the home. So those are criteria for folks to be able to have home health.
Got it. And guys, here's the thing. If you have questions, like there's, you know, even simple things like, well, will they pay for my hospital bed if I ask me in the home or wheelchair or a Hoyer lift? All these things we had to go through. Just give Chris a call at 425-260-5736. That's 425-260-5736. Now, and just before we wrap up real quick, on your end of the spectrum, Sean, they can do long-term care insurance and things like that and pay for those services.
Right. With Little Help is a private pay company, but we do accept long-term care will cover our services.
Okay.
Other home care companies do take veteran benefits, cover veteran benefits will cover home care sometimes.
Good.
And Medicaid will cover home care. But the other thing that's starting to happen, which I'm really excited about, is Medicare is going to be covering some home care costs, which is amazing. And that probably won't happen for another year or two.
But it's coming.
It's coming, and I'm really excited about it.
If you have any of those kinds of needs for what Sean D'Amelio provides, it's with a little help. Give her a call at 206-352-7399. That's 206-352-7399. Chris, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
Sean, once again, thank you.
My
you
pleasure.
Really educated the people. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters.
And I'm Lauren.
We got Lauren. She got educated. She's got some parents getting up there, too. So shout out to you. I don't know your names, but I will. And we'll do a shout out next show. Cairo 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.